Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Killebrew chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Allen. Allen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Allen. Ward scores. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Landis moves to third. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lemon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Weiss, who tags Killebrew trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rollins moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jim Cott. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kerrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrion strikes out. One out. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Hansen moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Daly juggles the ball. That's an error on Daly. Hansen scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Plice now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-4 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.